Daniels A.G. Prescott, 1910. My Brethren. Daniels and Prescott, I present before you again the unworked cities. And if you feel no special burden to become interested, when the Lord has kept the work before you, notwithstanding wickedness of every description is increasing daily, there is no virtue in your sending all the means to foreign lands. We have in our own American cities thousands upon thousands right close by. New York City is to be worked by well-organized parties. There are churches that will open their doors to hear the message that you have to bear. Satan is making every invention to attract the people's attention. He is manifesting a vigilance that is enlarging and increasing continually. While our people have the presentation before them of crime of every degree and order, and of increasing iniquity, there are not decided messages born. Wherever there are cities, we see the spirit of awful lawlessness, the invention of every possible contrivance, one to excel the other. There is death and cruelty in every city. But where are the Lord's watchmen, getting in wherever they can with every means possible to warn the wicked by the presentation of Bible truth? How long shall this wickedness and crime continue and not call our people to make use of every invention possible to set to work? Satan is putting every invention in the minds of people to keep their attention, so that the messages of warning shall not reach them. While our people are so dilatory to work the cities, Satan and his angels, unseen, are working out his plans to control all minds that will be controlled. The delay to have the message go as the Lord has represented it should go is giving the satanic angels the advantage. Satan looks with pleased recognition at the great stirring folly of men in setting in operation agencies to create wonderful things. Their boast is, "We have gods among us." And satanic agencies will devise many things to absorb much means and bring pressure just where and when means are most needed, that the work shall be thorough and substantial in order to bear the impress of the great master workman. The law of the Lord was to be sacredly repeated in the wilderness. It was to be made into song, and instruments of music were to express the importance of the words of direction and the commandments of God. While keeping step to the music, the people must make their words solemn and impressive. This was to be an interesting exercise. The lessons given in all our meetings are to be of that character that will bear the impress of the divine. While the world is seeking to demonstrate their flying machines at the cost of life, more or less, the Lord would enjoin his people to engage in a sacred activity to carry out his holy law. As the Israelites walked, they kept step, thus expressing in song and step the precepts of heaven, that these precepts should not become a strange thing. His will was to be exalted before the people at all times. As they marched, they were to observe in their songs the law of respect and unselfishness toward each other. Christ was there, enshrouded in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. The words of the law were to be repeated by Moses, and then repeated by all in song. This was done often in their travels. Thus, disorder was not allowed. Now, I just casually mention this fact. The travels of the children of Israel were so conducted day by day as to keep before them that Christ was in that pillar of cloud. Let us all remember that we are to bear in mind that all our manners in our home are to be as under the all-seeing eye of the Lord Jesus. Satan is working to keep up his inventions to occupy the minds of converted and unconverted. There are many who, through the influence of the unconverted to become one with them, act as if unconverted and dishonor their profession of believing the truth. I would call upon men and women to come into line. Separate yourselves from the ungodly who dishonor God in their schemes. Christ, for our sakes, laid off his royal robe and kingly crown and clothed himself in the garments of humanity that he might come into our world and practice self-denial in our humanity. For our sakes, Christ became poor, that we through his poverty might take hold through faith of his divine nature and become rich.
He taught that all who receive him and become his followers should become one with him in self-denial and self-sacrifice, as he gave us example. All who would become partakers of his divine nature are to unite in love, in self-denial, in self-sacrifice, as he, our great exemplar, has given us his example. We will act our part in representing the character of Christ to our world. He, the Lord of glory, has given us an example of a symmetrical character, perfect and complete, and we are to follow his example. Not one, therefore, needs to complain of the self-denial and self-sacrifice, for this is to be our testimony, that we choose the self-sacrificing part, as Christ has given us example. He, for our sakes, became poor, that we, through his example of poverty, might be made rich. His lessons were acted out in his whole life, that his followers should unite with him in love and in unity, to work out before the world the example he came to our world to give. We should never make the mistake of supposing that we can serve the world and yet sit down with the one who suffered, who humbled himself, that we should have the perfect representation of what a Christian should be. We shall be without excuse if we fail, whether we are ministers or physicians or educators. Christ was all these, and if there is a failure upon the part of any, it is because they do not make themselves worthy to be perfect in character, as Christ came to our world to live, our example in humanity. I am now to say, Christ is our example. For our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich in heavenly attributes. All his followers are to live in this life the example Christ came to give us. Now, will every member of the church reveal in practical life that he appreciates the infinite sacrifice? And the Father consented that Christ should come to the world and suffer, giving his own life, that all who will receive him as their Savior may reveal to the world a life without fault before the throne of God. Then, whatever we may be called to suffer, we may, through this self-sacrifice and suffering, be partakers of the divine nature, sure of an inheritance in his kingdom, receiving of his glory. The third angel's message is to be proclaimed to every nation, tongue, and people. I am instructed of the Lord to say, "The entire world is to be warned." I am to say, the Lord will not excuse our ministers, our physicians, our leading men who have occupied positions as presidents, as elders. All in positions of trust have not been faithful to fulfill their responsibilities. And should Christ come today, there are those who occupy responsible positions to whom Christ cannot say, "Thou good and faithful servant, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. Unconverted self has obtained the mastery of many. Unless they heed the admonitions of the Lord and are thoroughly converted, they cannot hear the voice of commendation, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the kingdom of thy Lord." There must be most particular attention given wherever we center our forces to establish memorials for the Lord Jesus. Men are needed who can discern clearly that those who are placed in positions of responsibility are to understand that the third angel's message is to be proclaimed to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. The world is to be warned. there is still a great work to be done in every city, in every town, in every center of population where there are men of all nationalities, of all tongues. Whoever understands his duty will now deny self and practice economy. A great work is yet to be done. There are many cities to be worked thoroughly. The cities have had very little done in them, and while this delay continues, souls are ending their lives who have never been warned. We cannot make large, conspicuous centers. This has been said before our people. In several localities, the Lord Himself has placed us in possession of buildings that had the furniture and the needed preparation to commence work at once. We thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that there is not to be needless expense, but there have been hindrances that have not pleased the Lord. When the Lord declares certain places are to be occupied, let unbelief hold its influence under the sanctification of the truth. There have been, in some cases, the hindrance of human judgment that must not be allowed to exist again.
Wherever we can consistently establish memorials for God, let it be done. We can begin and do our best, and let ministers, physicians, and all who possibly can get an opportunity to give the word of warning to the churches. Let several work in this line, and then come together to compare experiences. There has been such silence on this important matter. I am charged for the last 10 years to urge that cities have the Bible message of truth, and there are now ministers who are giving up the word of God for fables and stating that the Bible cannot be depended upon, that it is in need of changing. Those who know the truth are all to invent means to open the scriptures to those who are not enlightened. Those of all languages are to be found in our cities, and the greatest work committed to mortals does not arouse our people. What answer can you render to God for your positive neglect? Do that which He has specified should be done. I have felt it my duty to arouse our own people, who have the light in regard to the things which are coming upon the world, to explain the word. God has given to leading ministers, and especially physicians, to trace the increase of crime and development of cruelty and every species of wickedness. And what are we doing to flash the light of the messages Christ has given upon the world, perishing in their sins? What awfulness is opening and increasing? The devil's army is in the field. Remainder missing.